figure at some point somebody's got to get the most reps out of him.
I think so. Probably sometime later this week. I don't know when that'll be. But it was good to get reps with the ones and with the line and just to see that tempo in our receivers. We'll work it out and, you know, compete it out and do the best we can with what we get. But I don't know when that time will come when, you know, that the majority will go to one quarterback.
Is this the most reps you've gotten with the first team since you've been there?
Yep.
You're not going to use it as an excuse, but how much more comfortable will a quarterback be when he's gotten reps with the ones during the week?
I think it helps. I think anything helps at this point with timing and just reading guys' body language and you know, seeing how the first O-line operates and whatnot, getting that tempo up to speed and whatnot. So I think anything at this point will help me with that.
You mentioned before about the difficulty of establishing like a rapport with the top receivers and tight ends. How long does that take to get to that point?
I think you're always growing. You're always trying to perfect, the timing and whatnot of different routes, different concepts and whatnot, and there's almost a new installation every week, so you're always trying to learn something new with these guys. But I don't think there's a set time as to how long that will take, but the more reps you get, the better it becomes.
What's this experience like, Matt, where you don't know if you're kind of in, you're out, you're thrown into the action, maybe you're starting in Oakland, now maybe you're not, and what's that like?
It's a little tough, but like I said, a lot of things have been different this year for me, this past year, and so I'm just learning to roll with it. I kind of feel like a shark who's kind of smelled that first blood, and you don't really know where it's coming from, and so you're just trying to find it. And so I'm gonna keep swimming, keep pushing on, and hopefully we'll see what happens.
As a follow-up to that, Matt, for 8 years you've been the guy starting the game. What's it like coming into the game when the other guys have a sense of rhythm and you don't have it?
Once you're in the game, there's not much difference. But I think the week of preparation and your mindset before the game is different. As much as you want to prepare like you're the starter, when you don't get the nod, there's just something different. And I think when you're preparing throughout the week, when you know you're the starter, just something clicks and you take it to another level. As much as you try to mentally prepare, when you're not getting those reps, it's a little harder. So. Again, it's good to get first reps, and we'll see what goes from here.
Now, having had to come into two games in adverse situations, when you look back at it on film, what did you learn about yourself that could really help you move forward?
Both games were very different. The first game that I got in was a unique situation where we had to pass the ball every down, and the defense knew that. And coming out this week, it was a little different where, the end of the half was almost a pass every down scenario, but the rest of the game, as it was moving forward, just reminding myself one play at a time, and we were moving the ball at times, but I think as a team, as we looked at the offensive film, including myself, the little things, it's what counts, and I think what'll set us apart in these upcoming weeks. We're just inches away from making great plays, from winning games, and at this level, those inches count. And it might sound cliche, and you hear it all the time, but it's the little details of little plays, a tip ball here or there, or a third down where you miss by a couple inches, and that sets the game apart. So I think we had a good day of practice today, good day of work where guys were honed in on those little things, and should carry out to the rest of the week.
I thought you had a legitimate chance to start this week, or do you think they're looking to see if...
Repeat the beginning of that, please.
Do you think you have a legitimate chance to start this week on merit, or do you think they're waiting to find out whether Nick is back to normal?
Hopefully everything's on merit, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. That's not my decision. I don't know the thinking behind that.
If they go back to Nick and he stays healthy, but there's the chance that you won't get back out there, how tough would it be, coming off the last two games to kind of go back to sitting and...
I'll answer that happens, but I'm not thinking about that right now.
What's the confidence from this team? Last couple weeks have been tough losses, but what do you see this team confidence-wise going forward from now?
I think it's high, and like I said, just a couple tweaks here and there, and we're winning games. So we know what we're capable of. And, the first 5 or 6 weeks of the year, we were firing, and we were moving the ball and scoring points. So we know what we can do as a team. I think we just have to hone in on the little things, and we'll get back to it.
How tough is it as a rookie guy going in there to establish command with teammates in the huddle? Is that something that just comes naturally, or do you?
It's not hard for me. I mean, my experience of playing football, I think, helps with being comfortable in any situation, and I think they see me as just another player, as their quarterback when I'm in there, not as a rookie. And I hope that's the case. That's what I've kind of conveyed to them, that I don't want you to treat me like I am a rookie or I don't know what I'm doing, because I feel like I'm qualified to run this team, and you have to earn that first of being out there with those guys. But I don't feel like a rookie.
Matt, I don't know if it's
how many plays you practiced last week, and obviously they did. The first end goal from the two, did you practice that at all during the week, and how much better is it to practice now, plays?
Yeah, no, I never got a rep of that play. You see it on film, and you see it, other guys doing it, and so you go through it in your head. But the timing of getting it out of, someone coming off the edge like that, you just haven't experienced it yet. So as much as you want to, go through your reads, when to get the ball out, it's just different until you get out there. So I think, the more experience, the more you learn.
What is NFL action like compared to what you thought it might be? Did that experience give you confidence one way or another?
When people talk about the speed of the NFL, I think the biggest difference is with the the front seven and the defensive line getting after, because receivers are fast, and the windows are essentially the same, I feel like, in the NFL compared to college, where you still have to stick it in there. But guys condense the ball a lot quicker in the NFL, and when the ball's in your hand. So I felt like I had great timing in the pocket. I felt like the line gave me great timing, and that wasn't a problem. But just to know that you got that clock in your head to get it out, and it's probably the biggest difference.
Thanks.